Good morning, 7:27, and warm welcome along to Saturday Breakfast from BBC Radio Kent. It's Pat and the team through until 10, after which, yes, James Whale will be here. Now then, this is interesting. Maidstone has taken centre stage in a brand new series of crime thriller books, which could make it the new Midsummer. Author Rachel Amphlett emigrated to Australia 11 years ago, but still returns to the county town to get inspiration for her lead character, Detective Kay Hunter. With her latest novel, Scared to Death, out now, Rachel joins us from Brisbane. How are you, Rachel?
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Very good. Well, it's good evening for you, isn't it?
Yeah, late afternoon. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon
here. All right. OK, that's not so bad. It must be quite different there compared to the hometown of Maidstone, though.
It's a lot warmer this time of year. We have white cockatoo parrots in the trees outside and king parrots. We have kookaburras and the occasional wallaby tends to bounce past the end of the road.
It's not a bad life, is it? I'm just intrigued to know why you chose to base your books in a place that you've now left. Why Maidstone?
I think I've always had an affinity to the town. We have friends and family still there and I visited it most recently in May of this year. And I'd started jotting down the ideas for a new crime thriller series back in March. And I knew I wanted to base it back in England because I know England and I know Kent really well. And jotted down a few ideas then and moved about a bit with the location. And finally settled on my old hometown of Maidstone because I knew the area. And if I got stuck on research, I knew plenty of people there that I could email or phone up and ask for help.
So what do your Australian readers make of Maidstone and the books?
Well, so far they appear to be doing quite well on Amazon. My local bookstore here in Brisbane has been very supportive of the whole writing journey that I've had, and especially this new book, right down to the part that when I was working with a cover designer to get the layout and everything right. I spent half an hour with the bookshop manager poring over all the crime thrillers on the shelves to make sure that I got it right. So from an Australian perspective, I think they like UK thrillers. There are other UK-based writers that are very popular here, such as Peter James. And, English crime thriller writers, you know, they can do well over here.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? How much research, when it comes to the story, how much research do you need to do before you actually sit down and start on page one?
I'll have a general idea, because I knew that I was going to be writing a lot about police procedure, at the same time trying to keep it fast-paced. I actually made contact with Kent Police Training College and through them have a couple of contacts that I can turn to and email and say, well, if I make my detective do this, what must she do procedure-wise? That so when I write the book and publish it, a police officer won't pick up that book and go, you idiot, you've got this wrong. And that's been really good fun. It's been very interesting because I love learning anyway. And through those people, they've given me a couple of ideas for, you know, for books to go and buy, non-fiction books about police procedure that, of course, is lending strength to my writing. And once I've got the nugget of an idea, I'll get a basic idea on the process and procedures that I must follow from my characters, but then I'll just get on with the writing, and I'll only go back and check my facts when I've finished the first draft.
And that's the important thing, isn't it? You want to drive the story on. You don't want it to be too bogged down in procedure. You don't want it to become, you know, dry like a handbook.
Exactly. And when I was researching at the beginning of this, doing a little bit of research and jotting down the initial ideas, the other thing I did, because I've in the past written espionage thrillers, I went back and I read as many interviews as I could with writers such as Ian Rankin, Peter James and Val McDermott and took notes on their writing tips that they would give to up-and-coming crime thriller writers. And that was like going back to school. It was such a good thing to do before I really knuckled down and started editing this first book.
So take us through the basic plot of Scared to Death.
Okay, the basic plot. When the body of a snatched schoolgirl is found in an abandoned biosciences building, the case is first treated as a kidnapping gone wrong. But my lead character, Detective Kay Hunter, isn't convinced. especially when a man is found dead with the ransom money still in his possession. And then when a second schoolgirl is taken, Kay's worst fears are realised. She realises that she's got a serial killer on her hands. With her career in jeopardy and desperate to conceal a disturbing secret of her own, Kay's hunt for the killer becomes a race against time before he claims another life. And for the killer, the game has only just begun.
That sounds good. That sounds like the sort of book I'll be keen to read. What landmarks, when reading it, will we recognise for Maidstone residents?
Choosing the locations for this series has been the most fun part of it all. You'll have Bearsted Green. You'll have the old mills down at Toddle. You'll have Gabriel's Hill and the police station and the centre of Maidstone as well as the A20 between Maidstone Town Centre and Bearsted.
Are you planning on coming back to Kent soon, you know, either for business or pleasure?
It'll be a mixture of both. We're planning on coming back in 18 months' time, and I will definitely be spending, because I know now that Maidstone is the home of this series, I'll be there with a camera and a notebook, finding new locations and talking to people. I don't mind, you know, walking into shops and things like that and talking to local people and saying, well, you know, if this happened, you know, what would you have to do? And walking the streets and just making sure that those landmarks haven't changed. The last time I was over 6 months ago, I found a whole new dual carriageway I didn't know was there. So it's really important for me to stay in touch with the town and speak to friends and family that still live there to make sure that my locations are sound.
Well, it's good to be in touch with you today. We wish you well. That's Kent-born author Rachel Amphlett, whose latest book, Scared to Death, set in Maidstone, is out now.
This is BBC Radio Kent.
BBC Radio Kent. It's all here.